Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Brian! Bad guys of the galaxies, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke! Brian!
Luke Bryan's!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that, stop that. You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Good afternoon and welcome to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm going to kick off today's show by welcoming the audience on Devil Radio 92.7 FM WTTN 1580 AM here in Madison, on the Shaw 101 FM WAUK 540 AM out of Waukesha, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM, 1230 AM in Wausau, and locally grown radio in Wisconsin Rapids, that's 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. And no Brian this afternoon, but I want to thank Evan on the board. But it is Brian's birthday today, and I know he wanted to be on the air with listeners, but he's got a lot going on, and I want to wish the man a very, very happy birthday. Brian, I love you, buddy. I know you're potentially listening in here, but doing some excellent work for this network, and so I hope the best for him as he's doing his programming and providing an excellent service to everybody that I just listed in that listening audience. Wausau and Wisconsin Rapids, welcome to the show. If you haven't heard before, I'm Luke Mathers, co-host this hour from 2 to 3 p.m. with Brian Kelly, and we try to share some Wisconsin headlines and make a little light of the news sometimes, because it is not necessarily the best news all the time these days. We've got rising COVID cases here in Wisconsin again. More than 500 COVID-19 patients in the hospitals, according to the Wisconsin Hospital Association, as of this weekend. So that's something we got to keep an eye on. But we also like try to connect things, because there's a lot of related stories out there that not everybody else talks about how they're related, and we go on tangents from now and then. So if you want to join the show, you can give us a call, send us a text, 844-967-2789. Got Evan on the board taking care of screening those calls, making sure we know who you are when you're calling in. That's pretty much it. But Evan, how was your weekend?
It was wet. It was rainy.
It was rainy.
Yeah, it was intense, man.
It was.
But yeah. we weren't in the woods.
I see. I got out before the rain happened. I got a little sunburned, though. I went out. My buddy's got a boat. He did some light fishing. I'm not a huge fisher, but I'm kind of like, yeah, I'll go out on the boat. Why not? So went out on the boat on Friday night. Saw a lot of fish on the radar, on the little sonar that he's got in the boat. And the my fiance, his wife stayed back at the campsite. We went out on the water. Gorgeous view up in Castle Rock Lake in central Wisconsin. I had a really good time. No fish were caught that evening, but then we spent the day Saturday on the lake. Got a little sunburnt. Cloudburn, kind of, almost. The sun did come out towards the end, and when I saw the sun coming out, I put the beverages aside for a moment and was like, you know, I should go put some sunscreen on. And that helped my back, for sure, but my arms while I was on the boat earlier in the day definitely got some cloudburn. But it was a great weekend. We packed things up before the rain set in, because we were walking from campsite to campsite with some other friends there, and one guy was like, hey, are you guys leaving? You see, there's 3 to 5 inches of rain in the forecast. And I was like, wait, what? So we took a double check, because we knew there was a chance for getting wet, but 3 to 5 inches of rain is a lot different than just, you know, some light showers throughout the evening, letting it dry off the following morning, and then heading home. We were like, 3 to 5 inches, that's not something to mess around with. And it started raining pretty much as soon as we hit the road around 9:30, 10 o'clock that evening then, headed back to the Madison area. But probably the right choice. I don't know what the total rain accumulation was up there in central Wisconsin on Saturday night, but from the downpour that we experienced as we were leaving, I believe it was the right decision.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it was. It was intense. Like actual flash flooding. It gets dangerous.
Yeah. And there's been some pretty terrible stories out there in Kentucky specifically last week where there was flash flooding. And so it's not something to mess around with. We just didn't want to get too washed out right on the, we had a campsite right on the lake too. So I have a feeling water would run pretty well through that site. So rather than take our chances, we packed up, but still had a good time. And, yeah, now it's election eve, Evan. We've got a primary election
tomorrow in Wisconsin. And people have already been voting. Absentee voting has been open. People have been early voting for the better part of the last 2 weeks. And still, there's not really a good indication of how tomorrow's GOP gubernatorial primary is going to go. And I'm going to dive into some national headlines a little bit later in the show, as well as potentially we might be getting an update from Packers training camp from one Jason Hafeman, who is up in Green Bay later today. So that is to come in the show. But here in Wisconsin right now, Republicans are in disarray. And it's, I don't understand how these stories, the slightest little difference among elected Democrats gets every, you can see column inches upon column inches of Dems in disarray stories. And I don't quite understand why there's not more Republican in disarray stories right now.
It's not as flashy. There's no alliteration.
I understand. And that is a question that I have, Evan. Is it just the alliteration? Is that the reason why you don't hear Republicans in disarray? Or is it because, you know, the corporate media doesn't really want to highlight maybe the Republican rifts in their party? They just want to be able to play up when Democrats are having a little spat or kerfuffle. Mm-hmm. They want to play that up on the margin. But the former president came to Wisconsin last Friday. I hear he was delayed. I didn't listen. I checked out. I was out in the woods last Friday night. So I don't really know what the former guy said. I'll admit, I don't care what the former guy said. We know who his endorsed candidate is in this race. And we don't know a whole lot about that candidate, and that's going to be something else we talk about a little bit later in this hour. But he came to town, former President Donald Trump came to town, and no other official, really, from the entire Republican Party in the state of Wisconsin attended this rally for the former president. No one is really embracing the former candidate. He had on to introduce, before Tim Michaels came, he had Adam Stein, I don't know exactly how to pronounce this guy's name, because a few weeks ago, he was a nobody. He wasn't on anybody's radar. He's a primary challenger to Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. And this is the crazy kicker. So he got to be on stage with the former president and construction businessman Tim Michaels in Waukesha last Friday. We did special coverage, and the listeners here in this listening audience on Devil Radio, on the Shaw, on Bull Falls Radio, they were listening, locally grown radio. I don't know if it quite got to pick up all of the Trump speech, what was going on, but we had listeners tuning in for it, and Tim Michaels and Donald Trump are giving a platform to this primary candidate, to the most powerful elected Republican in Wisconsin right now. Like it or not, that's what Robin Voss is. Up until these past few months, Robin Voss has had a steel iron fist just around the Republican Party in Wisconsin. He had them sign non-disclosure agreements not to discuss their individual districts in 2011 when they were redrawing some of the most gerrymandered districts in the country. Voss got to redraw the maps based on those maps from a decade ago this cycle around. He's green lighting. He is the Republican Party in Wisconsin. And there is a full-blown mutiny going on right now because the guy that he hired, Robin Voss, is directly responsible for hiring Michael Gableman to look into the 2020 presidential election in Wisconsin. Voss gave Gableman a budget of $676,000. He signed off on an $11,000 monthly salary for the former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice. And now Gableman, after Adam Stein, opened for the Michaels Trump rally in Waukesha on Friday, Gableman's now out recording robocalls and voice an ad, a video ad, against Robin Voss's opponent in tomorrow's primary. This is a full-blown mutiny.
It's wild, man.
I don't understand how this is not... Do reporters think if they just don't necessarily make as big of a story out of it, it's not as big of a story?
I guess. And seeing Clayfish get thrown under the bus Friday night, oof.
She had very little to say. She was in Madison today, kicking off a campaign, the final day of campaign events.
Trump went full against her. Oh, she's a plant. She's deep state. I mean, yeah, it was wild.
But the crazy thing is, Evan, regardless of what he said about her at last Friday's rally, if she wins tomorrow, you don't think he's going to come and stump for her before November? The guy's got a memory of a goldfish. He doesn't even remember what he said last Friday probably about her. Of course he's going to come and stump for her if she wins. And that's the crazy part, is this is such a competitive race that was supposed to just be hers. She was supposed to run away with this. The party establishment, Robin Voss, Devin LeMahieu, the Senate Majority Leader in the Wisconsin State Senate, they fully want a Clayfish Republican nomination. The former governor of Wisconsin, Scott Walker, Ted Cruz, Mike Pence, former Vice President Mike Pence, all of those individuals want Clayfish. The Republican establishment wants Clayfish to be the Republican nominee. And there is a full-blown just mutiny amongst the Republican Party. They are completely in disarray right now. Meanwhile, the Democrats have coalesced around one candidate. All the internal polling led to one thing. Mandela Barnes looked to be the front runner, and there was no way any of the other three closest candidates to him in the Marquette University Law School polling and internal polling could have caught up before tomorrow's primary. And so they graciously, I guess you could say it, graciously dropped out and endorsed Barnes in that race. They're coalescing around one candidate. Whatever the opposite of disarray is, it's what the Democrats are doing in Wisconsin. Full-blown array? I don't quite know if that's what you'd call it. But the Republicans are falling to pieces right now in Wisconsin. And better yet, Democrats at the national level seem to have found some strategy potentially too. So it's a very interesting time right now. We're going to keep diving into this story and many more when we get back from this break. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. If you want to share your tangent, 844-967-2789. We'll be taking those calls and texts all hour long. We'll be right back. This is Dueling Tangents.